53. Future in the past. When we want to describe a future action or situation from the point of view of a time in the past, we use the past tenses of the verb forms we would normally use to talk about the future. The future seen from the present. I'm nervous because I'm taking my driving test tomorrow. The future seen from the past. I was nervous because I was taking my driving test on the following day. My son has decided he's going to be an astronaut when he grows up. At 11, my son decided he was going to be an astronaut when he grew up. He's the fastest runner in the race. He's going to break the world record. He was the fastest runner in the race. That's why I thought he was going to break the world record. Dad, I can't work out this maths problem. Can you help me? Okay, I'll help you as soon as I finish cleaning the car. Dad promised he would help me with my maths homework as soon as he finished cleaning the car. That shopping bag looks so heavy. I'll carry it for you. The old lady's shopping bag looked really heavy, so I said I would carry it. That climate expert claims that San Francisco will be as hot as Portugal in a few years' time. All the climate experts agreed that temperatures would continue to rise. The examples for future in the past in the table express the same communicative functions as the future sentences. Fixed arrangements. The future seen from the present. Present continuous. The future seen from the past. Past continuous. Plans and intentions. Predictions based on evidence. The future seen from the present. Am, is, are going to. The future seen from the past. Was, we're going to. Promises. Offering to do something, predictions based on opinions. The future seen from the present, will plus base form. The future seen from the past, would plus base form. The future in the past is quite common in reported speech. He told me he was going to buy a farm in the Tuscan Hills one day. Marina asked me if I would look after her dog while she was on holiday. We normally use was, we're going to, when we want to describe a plan that was not fulfilled or did not happen. Marina was going to enroll at Bristol University, but then she changed her mind. I was surely going to forget the concert tickets. Thanks for reminding me. Sometimes, however, was, we're going to, describes a plan that was fulfilled. Oh, did you tidy up my room? That's okay. I was going to tidy up mine anyway. Look at the context carefully to understand whether the event happened or not. We can also use was, where, about to when we want to describe plans or intentions in the past. I was about to leave when the phone rang.